This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Live from the Angler by the Sea here in Ocean City, it's a special Bobby DePaul edition of Inside Access. And one of the big questions about this season is what the heck this new kickoff is going to look like. So Bobby DePaul has enlisted an expert to help us learn about it. He's a longtime special teams coordinator in the National Football League, was most recently the interim head coach of the Carolina Panthers. It's Chris Tabor. And Chris, thank you so much for joining us. We appreciate your time. Before we get into the kickoff, how did you and the ultimate football guy cross paths, Bobby DePaul?
Oh, well, thanks for having me, guys. No, Bobby D, when I was my first go-around in Chicago under Coach Lovie Smith there, Bobby was running our pro personnel department, and that's where we crossed paths. And then we hooked up again in another stint with the Cleveland Browns there. So I've known Bobby a long time, does a great job, and I know he has a lot of great insight for you guys.
Well, Chris Tabor invented the conveyor belt.
Oh.
Okay. So special teams and coaches and personnel departments, special teams coaches are – we have fan
Bobby's fan club. Here. Bobby's fan club is everywhere. Okay.
Groupies jumping Bobby while we're on air.
So the personnel departments and the special teams coaches work hand in hand because we're always dealing with injuries or we need players, to come in, quickly, and sometimes we bring players in we think are better, linebackers and the head coaches and the coordinators are, but Chris Tabor, he invented the conveyor belt. You bring them down to the special teams guys, and they get them going and start building their confidence up. Next thing you know, the linebacker coach likes the guy because the special teams coach puts their seal on them.
Well, Coach, you've had a chance to digest these new rules. We've now had a week of full exhibition games, and I know that you're talking to a lot of guys in the league as well. How big of a deal is this, and do you think that – the teams that are gutsy enough to sort of play on the edges here or try to maybe get a little cute will hold that stuff back rather than actually try it out and see it in theory and practice in these preseason games?
Well, I it obviously is still a work in progress, and I think probably a lot of guys are still trying to figure out some things. I mean, they're just simple things with regards to how you want to drop your frontline guys that are only 5 yards away from the defender and trying to find out where the ball's being kicked and located and then getting on your guy to block. I mean, those are all things I think guys are working through. It seems like the media maybe was hoping for more big returns, but you saw some big returns here later on in these later games in preseason one. And I just think it's going to be, like I say, a work in progress. But I think the league is doing a good thing by trying to enhance this play and not just settle for the touchbacks.
Chris, how difficult is this going to be for the officials? Because it is so condensed with just two lines of players and all of this action's happening at once.
I think the officials do a good job, and I've always said this. I know people sometimes get on officials, but they have the toughest job, and those guys have to make decisions quickly. With the closed, condensed spaces, I think they'll be fine. I think they'll be able to, you know, if you think about it, with the old kickoff and guys running from the 35 and getting a full head of steam, and then they engage their blocker. Does the block, you know, naturally sometimes the blocker's hands go around the outside, and then the player replaces his hands inside for a legal block. Well, the official has to kind of sometimes sort through that. I think with them closer together, I think the I don't want to call it illegal blocking, but the hands outside the frame and those things will be easier to detect. But it is. Everything is happening fast, and I think that's probably what everyone's trying to get used to right now.
We're talking to Chris Tabor. It's Inside Access here on The Fan. Chris, just curious your opinion. Number one, is this kickoff going to lead to more player safety, A, and the future of the kickoff? Because there is a theory that eventually they're going to get rid of it completely. Are you worried that the kickoff is going to eventually go the way of the dinosaur?
Well, I hope it doesn't ever go away. I mean, think about it. I mean, as we all grow up and, you know, back in the day when, you know, they kick the ball off in the Super Bowl and they have a ground shot so everyone can see all the camera lights going off. I think those are still important things. I know it'll be different now. But just with regards to setting field position, I mean, it's not, we're not playing in our backyard anymore where we're going to start saying, hey, let's play make it, take it. I think, for example, if you have a team that struggles offensively, you know, and but you're good on defense and you're good on special teams, well, it's your right to be able to try to set field position as opposed to some arbitrary number. Say, well, if you score, we'll just put the ball right here at the 25-yard line and see if you can go the whole way. You know, big returns, even if you only get the ball out, only if you get the ball out to the 40-yard line, just imagine, I mean, one first down and now put you in an area where now you're pooching the ball and you've reset field position and then maybe you score the next series. So I hope it never goes away. I think that would be, in my mind, obviously, a travesty. I mean, think about it. Football is a game of field position, and it's about acquiring land. And you have to be able to set that. You just can't have an arbitrary number. I do think with the condensed version, I think the guys, the coaches, and the league have done a good job of trying to obviously shrink the space and the speed in those collisions. And I think that's a good thing for the game, because obviously today's player it's different than what it was 20 years ago. They're bigger, stronger, and faster. It's just the way it is. And I think that the league is trying to stay up with that and adjust accordingly.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Coach, from the return side of things, do you see the potential for trickeration or razzle-dazzle? I know it would take some cojones, but somebody running right and throwing back left to the other, to the other back. Do you think some people may try to turn this into an explosive play?
I think you could see that. I think, obviously, game situation will always override some of those decisions. I think the one thing that when you see some of those big returns that took place this weekend, it's kind of turns into a little bit, if we could, inside zone, so to speak. It's starting and the ball's bending back. You know, the kickoff teams, when you're kicking off from the 35, you could essentially come down in waves and there would be, you know, it's like having a defensive line of linebackers and secondaries, that there's levels there. Now, with the way it is, I think guys are trying to figure out how are we going to get those different waves of coverage, because like the Jacksonville-Kansas City game, I mean, the Jacksonville guy obviously looks like a punt returner, just making guys miss. And if your coverage is all on one line – I mean, think of it as cover zero on offense. Boom, you get through, you're gone. So I think those are things that everyone's still trying to work through, and it's going to be interesting to see how the game evolves. I really, guys, this is going to be a thing that's going to go on for a few weeks, you know, as guys get more comfortable and get more reps about what works and what doesn't work and who they want to attack. It'll be interesting.
Chris, they obviously did this rule change to get more action in the game, for more returns in the game. But that all being said, could you envision halfway through the season that teams are still going to have their kickers just kick it through the end zone?
Well, I do think you're going to see some of that, since the ball is going to be spotted at the 30-yard line. I think where it's going to get, in your area up there in Baltimore, where weather is a factor, and obviously Coach Harbs has always done a great job, and that staff on special teams and overall as a team. But, you know, hey, if we can get guys down there into a tackle inside the 20 or get them at the 22-yard line, and now that offense, we stop them with our good defense, and now they're punting into the wind, and we get a short field, boom, we score again. I think when you look at it, as opposed to just a kickoff and kickoff return play, look at it totally within the game of football, of how it could affect things. And I think that's what makes it, it's going to make it exciting. Like I say, I'm not going to lie to you. When I first saw it, it looks different, because that's what we're used to certain things. But I think, like anything, the more reps that are on TV and we start seeing some plays, or guys, I know everyone wants to see big returns, but guys, tackles inside the 20, those are good things too. It just depends how you want to look at it.
Chris, I just want to make a point that the Raven fans need to know that you helped coach with Dave Tobe, Devin Hester, and you were at the Hall of Fame for Hester a couple of weeks ago. So you're used to big returns and setting field positions, brother.
No, and we're fortunate to be around a guy like that, both of them. But you know, and the Ravens have always had good returners also in my time playing them, whether it was at the Bears or I was a long time in Cleveland. Got a lot of respect for the guys that they get. But it's just I think the narrative, guys, and you guys have kind of said it, you want more big returns and those things. I get all that, but putting people back and making offenses work, I think those are good things too. It's how your team is built. And I think fans need to look, how is our team built and what advantage does that give us?
Chris Tabor, this was great, man. Thank you so much, Coach, for your time. We appreciate it.
Okay, Tabor.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.